From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. With the midterm elections just 3 weeks away and control of the House of Representatives and now the Senate in play, we're going to begin this hour with the situation in one battleground state. Missouri is home to a fiercely contested Senate race. In Springfield tonight, Republican Senator Jim Talent and his Democratic challenger State Auditor Claire McCaskill face off in the fourth of five debates. Some see their race as a referendum on stem cell research. And in a few minutes, we'll talk issues with some women voters in Missouri. But first, to NPR's David Wellner with this report from St. Louis.
Missouri icon Harry Truman was the first U.S. president to have his inaugural address on TV. Today, the two people vying for the Senate seat Truman once held are using TV incessantly here to bash each other, as in this ad sponsored by the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee.
The Medicaid crisis has cost 90,000 Missourians their health care. Just last year, Jim Talent voted to cut Medicaid by $10 billion. Claire McCaskill says there's something wrong in Washington.
The ads of Republican Senator Talent suggest there's something wrong with McCaskill.
Exaggerations, untruths, misleading ads. It's a pattern with Claire McCaskill.
The ad doesn't contrast McCaskill's clear opposition to the war in Iraq, for example, with Talent's strong support for that war. Iraq's a sore subject for a lot of people here. Instead, it suggests she's been unethical as Missouri's state auditor.
McCaskill married the owner of nursing homes cited over 400 times for violations including sexual assault and wrongful death. Weeks after marrying him, she urged a state agency to spend less time investigating. Claire McCaskill failed seniors, but there's more to the story.
But far from adding more to the story, the ad skids to a halt with this endorsement.
I'm Jim Talent, and I approve this message.
Missouri's one of three states where the Republican National Committee's decided to focus spending and build what GOP officials hope will be a firewall against a Democratic takeover in the Senate, according to University of Missouri political scientist David Robertson.
The race is practically dead even right now. McCaskill has the wind at her back and Talent has the wind in his face because of the currents in American politics at the moment. But that can change, and a lot of money will go into this race in the last couple of weeks.
McCaskill, meanwhile, is targeting areas won by Republicans in recent years. On Saturday, in the central Missouri city of Columbia, she ridiculed Talent's barrage of attack ads.
Frankly, they could just take a shortcut at this point. I don't even know why they're paying for 30 seconds or 60 seconds. What they ought to just start doing is run an ad that just says, Claire is Satan's sister. Just get it over with.
McCaskill then raised an issue Democrats feel is a winner for them, a widely supported ballot initiative on stem cell research, which she supports and Talent opposes.
We're going to talk about his wanting to criminalize the people that are doing stem cell research, putting them in prison. He co-sponsored a bill to put people in prison for doing medical research.
The stem cell issue is huge in Missouri.
Washington University political scientist Stephen Smith says opposition to the stem cell initiative comes mainly from the conservative right to life movement.
So the effect of the stem cell debate in Missouri is to make it difficult for the incumbent senator to do just what he needs to do, and that is to try to position himself away from where he's been on the right in the political spectrum back to the middle.
Talent, meanwhile, is not taking even solid Republican strongholds for granted.
Hey, folks.
Hi, Jim Talent. Good to see you. How are you?
Rosemary, good to see you.
On Saturday at a Republican dinner in the Ozarks town of West Plains, Talent took a moment from working the crowd to sum up the case he's making for six more years in the Senate.
I've talked about what I've done on ethanol and biodiesel and methamphetamine and transportation infrastructure and a strong defense. And completing the mission in Iraq and strengthen all the fronts in the war on terror.
Is Iraq a tough issue, given how things have not gone great?
Well, people don't want a stalemate. They don't want us to quit. I mean, in Missouri, they want us to win. They want us to complete the mission so we can come home.
But, like several others at the dinner, local Republican Lois DeBolt gave the Iraq war a thumbs down.
I think it's just causing more problems now. You have North Korea now against us, and you have Iran and everything else. You know, and I think it's just putting us deeper in a hole.
Such disillusionment could spell trouble for the incumbent. Ask whether they'll actually vote for Talent. Still, others at the GOP dinner said they're still thinking about it. David Wellner, NPR News, St. Louis.